The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Hey, good morning, folks. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub, on the other side of the county for this Thanksgiving week. Short week for us here on the show, here on the Michigan Insider, but it is going to be a much better week than I thought it was going to be for a few seconds there on Saturday. It's like, oh my God. I mean, are there still going to be people complaining about a nail biter with Rutgers? Of course. But as I said, heading into that game, look, you gotta settle on reality, right, of where this team is this year. Rutgers is going to be a close game. I picked Michigan to win this game 31-27. That was almost the case, as they were up 35-27 late. Of course, as you now know, Rutgers came back to tie it, almost win it in overtime. A missed field goal gives Michigan extra life, and they capitalized on it to come out with the triple overtime victory. Mr. Weintraub, good morning. How are you?
Well, Sam, first of all, I'm doing really well. It's basketball week here in Ann Arbor. The men and the women get underway on Wednesday, so there is that. I kind of felt at some point yesterday that I was going through deja vu, considering that the Ravens had a chance to hold on and win a game. They couldn't do it. And so anyway, it was my team lost yesterday. Actually, it was a terrible day for football in the Weintraub household, but really excited for the week. Yes, Michigan coming off a win. Yes, I know it was over Rutgers. And so there's that part of it, but I am excited about basketball week. The hockey team got a couple more wins on Thursday and Friday. And so I'm looking forward to this week. And plus it's turkey week, so it should be a lot of fun, Sam.
Absolutely. A turkey week that's going to be different than anyone we've experienced in our lifetimes, as they advise a very different approach to this holiday, which traditionally brings families together. And while it certainly is the case that families are going to celebrate one another, fewer family members. They want it to just be immediate family. That's what the medical professionals recommend, at least most medical professionals recommend, some of the national experts recommend, and so we are going to adhere to that in our family. Hopefully many more will as well. But talking about the game, talking about Michigan's victory over Rutgers, nail biter it was. And Michigan, while it was Rutgers, and I feel like if I qualify my statements with that, that should nullify some of the calls, some of the tweets, some of the emails about, you're going on and on about a victory over Rutgers. Look, this team was 1-3 heading into that game, looking eye to eye with Rutgers. And I told you, and you should know, if you watch this team this year, 1-3 was an accurate reflection of where they are and what they are as a football team. So understanding that, holding on to this game, or pulling out this game, and finding some things along the way, those are significant for this team. Maybe not in the grand scheme of Michigan history, and Michigan tradition, and where this team is typically, but in the context of this season, it is significant. To hold on to that game, to pull out that game, and then to, like I said, find some things. So what was the biggest thing they found? They found a quarterback. Cade McNamara, for the second week in a row, came in, and when he took the helm, immediately gave the team a spark. In addition to just his execution, number one, it just seemed like there was a lift in the rest of the team. It just seemed like there was a, I don't know if it was a belief, if it was a trust. Something happened when he came on the field where guys got a pep in their step. And that's unmistakable. You could you could see it, you could feel it. And maybe that's, you know, that possibly is tied to his, you know, his execution, right? The two things go hand in hand. He was able to reward that confidence, that pep in the step show was warranted with his performance out there. He immediately took the team down the field for the second week in a row, scored a touchdown, beautiful double move by Cornelius Johnson, who we'll talk about later. And throughout the game, you saw him with pinpoint, you know, with just a command of the offense and pinpoint accuracy, which is when you compare it to Joe Milton, who started out the game well, you know, started out very well, hit a third down stick route, beautiful corner route, a nice slant to Cornelius before it was fumbled, but it went downhill not long after that. You know, he got sacked, you know, missed a flat throw, was late on the fade. I mean, just, you know, you could start to see it unravel. And as we talked about in the lead in the game on the KeyBank countdown to kickoff, they weren't going to go as long as they went the week prior when it came to going to K. Jim Harbaugh said after the game they had the intention of playing both quarterbacks all along. But when they played Cade McNamara, and if Joe had kept his, you know, kept that early efficiency up, you got to believe that wouldn't have occurred when it did. But you knew the lease was going to be shorter, and they were rewarded for it. They were rewarded for putting Cade in there. He immediately gave the offense a jolt. And, you know, I know there's some talk after the game about Harbaugh being noncommittal to who the quarterback is. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. Cade McNamara is going to be the starting quarterback for Michigan. If you were taking time, getting bent out of shape, wondering if that's going to be the case, rest easy. I would not be concerned about that at all. This is not one of those deals where they see something different than we do. They can't. Again, this was a team that was in a nail biter with Rutgers. You are not going to take out the guy who completely turned the offense around. And, you know, as you have another game that is definitely winnable right before you, he's going to be the quarterback. Now, you know, as you look back, as we reflect already some of the revisionist kind of takes are taking hold. How could he have not been the starter? This is a complete misread. You know, I think that it's important to, you know, go back and, you know, kind of take stock of what they said and what we saw. So what they said was, throughout fall camp, Joe Milton was outstanding, that he led this race, and that he won this job. And there was a consensus about that. And so when he came on, because I think most of the, a lot of the discussion is over, well, you know, if he had played, if they would have just switched to him in the Michigan State game. So let's talk about that. He, with Joe Milton out the gate, looks in the first game exactly like they say he looked in camp. Exactly. I mean, minus the downfield big plays, but extremely efficient, sharp, accurate, all those things that they said about him in camp. He looked like that in game one. Who's going to bench Joe Milton after the Minnesota game? Nobody. Nobody's going to bench him after the Minnesota game. While he had some misses in the Michigan State game, he certainly was not the reason they lost that contest. You know, they left a lot on the field, poor execution wise, in that game. You weren't going to bench your quarterback after 1 week. If you were going to make a, if you were going to contemplate making a change, maybe sometime in the Indiana game, potentially. But certainly you weren't making a change before that. So the notion that, if you rewind the tape, that it would have been different. You aren't going to, have practice competition and, award the job to a guy who didn't win the competition. It just doesn't work like that. Now, so why is it different? It's that I just can't believe that he was better than Cade McNamara in practice. Some guys just don't, it does not translate as readily or as quickly to the football field. Practice to the football field. We saw it for a game translate from practice to a football field. People say, well, that was against Minnesota. Minnesota and, Rutgers are quite comparable, in my opinion. Quite comparable. So it just goes to show, you know, sustainability, consistency is the thing right now that eludes him. And, you know, you hope, and there's reason, I think, to be optimistic about that not being an issue for Cade, because, you know, 2 weeks in a row, I mean, granted, against Wisconsin, it was in relief, but still, he went in there, he immediately took the team down the football field and did the same thing the next week in an expanded role. There is reason to be optimistic, at least. Won't make any guarantees, but reason to be optimistic that he will be able to sustain this. So, but again, if you're looking at it from the perspective of Joe Milton quarterbacking, I think it's just to the point where, while it, you know, it doesn't translate as quickly or as easily or as readily for some guys, you are in the position, if you're Michigan, where you can't afford to wait. You know, if a guy is giving you a better execution, if a guy is giving the offense, you know, if he's giving it more of a shot in the arm, more consistently. By shot in the arm, I'm talking about all the other guys. I don't know about you. It was noticeable to me. I don't know how it couldn't have been noticeable to, you know, to anybody watching that team, how the guys around him seemed to respond when he took the field. There is something there. That's not to say that they won't play for Joe, but it just seemed like, I don't know what it is. I don't know how to quantify it. It seemed like maybe a confidence thing when he took the football field. And whatever that thing is, whatever that it is something they got to seize upon and something they have to hope can carry them offensively moving forward. And I think at the very least, Cade McNamara is going to get that chance to see if he can carry them the rest of the way. I mean, look no further than addressing the team post game. I mean, that ought to have told you right there. He's got the keys to this car moving forward. So they found their quarterback. They found their quarterback in this game. They were able to, as far as the running game is concerned. So we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, questioning the running back rotation and Hassan Haskins. Where was he? At a time where you had a team that was questioning things like, pride and culture, a guy who has shown himself to be a constant when it comes to how he competes, in addition to his skill. Well, let's just talk about the compete level. You learned everything you needed to know about how Hassan Haskins gets down last year versus Ohio State, when a lot of guys, their compete level had gone down based on the margin, based on the deficit. Game's over in the eyes of a lot of guys that were on the football field at that time. He was the biggest exception. He wasn't the only exception. He was the biggest. Gave them a chance late to make that game, at least gave them a chance to make it interesting. Because he kept fighting like it was nothing. So at a time where you need some of that on the team, and especially when you know, this is a guy who's going to get you extra yards. He's going to run with vision. He's going to run with toughness. He has some quickness. He doesn't have the elite speed. You know, but it ain't always pretty. The best ain't always the prettiest. And they fed him. They fed him on a day, and he rewarded him, I thought, with a bell cow-like performance. I mean, you can get the other guys in there for sure, which they did, but who did they feed on the game? It was Hassan Haskins. And I imagine if, you know, you're talking about their finding their quarterback in this game, I think they also found in this game who they're going to feed at least the most. They aren't going to feed him exclusively, but I think that he'll get fed the most. And then they feature Cornelius Johnson, a guy when it comes to the size, the speed, the combination of the two, he offers them their best combination. And sans the fumble, which would have added to his numbers. What, so what's the rule, Ira? Is it, you know, looking at his stats, I mean, catch and fumble, that 18 yards, so you don't get the yardage on a catch and fumble?
I'm pretty sure it's in there. I'm pretty sure his numbers were in there. When I was looking at the box score advance on the during the game itself, it took a while for that part to get put in. You get the credit you're supposed to. I'm pretty sure it's in there. Pretty sure that was one of the catches. Okay. It just doesn't, you know, it's hard to articulate it, but I'm pretty sure it's in there.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you know, a guy who gives you long speed, who gives you jump ball ability, minus the great defensive play by the Rutgers defensive back. I'm sure he'll say that he has to squeeze that ball when he goes up for it and not let it get knocked away. But, you know, he gives you some of that jump ball component that was lost with all of the bigger wide receivers that that are gone from last year's roster. So, you know, again, they figured some things out in this game. Yes, it was Rutgers. No, it was, it's a far cry from where we've seen Michigan be in the past, but you got to deal with where they are right now. Where they are right now, is a team that needed in the worst way. I can only imagine. I think if Michigan had lost that game, I don't think they would have won another game the rest of the season. That's how important I think it was. Now, certainly they have their share of defensive issues, which we will get into throughout the day and throughout the week. It could not protect that 35-27 lead. Obviously, special teams wise, they missed a few field goals in there. So they're ample. Plenty of blemishes to talk about and to highlight throughout and discuss throughout the week. But it's important to start out with what they did right, what they figured out. They figured out some things that should help them down the stretch in these more winnable games have a much better chance of coming out with that outcome. We need to get to a break. We got a lot to get to on today's show. Coming up on the other side, though, Mr. Weintraub is going to revisit what we call the plays of the game. So we'll get to that on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.